Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
There's no reason to rehash all the things that happened when Aaron Rodgers was a Jet. But there's things about what he said, if you're to believe everything he said, that would give you some concern about the new regime sort of getting their feet wet as a first-time GM and a first-time head coach. So he wants to get into it. He wants to talk about it on this in this interview as I was listening, driving in. And he said that he thought he was going to fly across country and it was going to be hours of talking. And even if they were going to move on from him, he figured they would pick his brain and it would just be one of these real productive things. And it turned out that he sits in there, and as he's talking with Aaron Glenn in the middle of the conversation, as Aaron Rodgers tells it, Aaron Glenn gets up and darts out of the room. And he's like, well, that's really weird. We're in the middle of a conversation. So then he brings in Darren Mooji at that point. So he goes out of the room, he brings in Mooji. So then they're all three of them are sitting there, and they're talking. And then apparently, according to Aaron Rodgers, Mooji's talking, and then Aaron Glenn scoots up to the end of his seat and goes, so you want to play football? And then Aaron Rodgers says, well, I mean, I'm trying to figure that out, you know, I don't know. And then he goes, well, we're going to go in a different direction. And then at that point, Aaron Rodgers is like, well, I flew across country on my own dime here for this to happen, and you're just like kind of acting in this way. And then, you know, he also said something along the lines of, he goes, you know, how do you want this to go down? Like, how do you want the release and the messaging? And Aaron Rodgers is like, I don't care about the messaging. And he goes, well, what I don't want to happen is have you stand in the back of the room. And then I tell the team, you know, we're moving on from you. And then all the teammates are looking back at you and rolling their eyes. And Aaron Rodgers goes, well, you think I'm just going to stand back there and undermine you as the head? Like, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron Glenn goes, well, you don't know me. And then Aaron Rodgers says, exactly. That's why I flew out here to talk to you. And now you're just assuming things about me. And this is weird. So it ended up being like a 15-minute meeting. He hung around the facility for a little bit. He saw some of the training staff, and then he left. And that was that. But probably the most alarming thing that he said was a throwaway line that I don't know if many people, because that was big news there, might have picked up on. He goes, I feel like the coach, meaning Aaron Glenn, went a little rogue in this meeting because mm-hmm. I had since had conversations with the general manager.
And Christopher Johnson.
So that to me is like, are you guys serious? You weren't on the same page there
mm-hmm.
to the point where Aaron Glenn is now going rogue in this meeting, to the point where now Mooji's reaching out after the fact going, hey, man, I'm sorry. Now, I don't know if Mooji is lying to Aaron Rodgers and doing a good cop, bad cop thing. But Christopher Johnson, clearly he hates Woody, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, some of the things he was saying, never mentioned his name, because I shouldn't be surprised with some of the stuff that I saw there in the 2 years and all these things with Woody. But Christopher Johnson's a really, really nice guy, so he's always going to have a good relationship with the players. But, like, I don't always believe everything Aaron Rodgers says, and sometimes he could be a bit insufferable, but I I believe everything he said yesterday, and I could not believe that they would handle it like that.
Well, so first off, I don't know that had I not seen Aaron Glenn with the media on the handful of occasions that we have since he's gotten this job, I don't know that I would have believed this. I would have thought that this was some Aaron Rodgers bull crap and maybe, you know, highlighting or going a little too far and exaggerating a bit. But having seen the way Aaron Glenn dealt with Rich Samini and the Jet reporters and shutting down the quarterback talk, and it's my way or the highway type of attitude, which, by the way, if you win is fine. But boy, oh boy, if you don't win, the fans are going to get sick of that attitude very quickly.
Well, the players, too.
The players, too. So this is how I look at everything. We have sat there, and I'd be the first one who sat there and killed Aaron Rodgers for the distractions he caused when he talked about not being having a team full of distractions, but I really feel like he was a big part of that. Okay, fine. We'll put that to the side. When I look at this in particular, and I watched it, and I saw the body of that, by the way, clean shaven. He looks like he's 10 years younger.
Yeah, and really happy out there in Malibu looking at the Dolphins. Yeah.
But everything he described, having seen Glenn with the media and the attitude he has.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
It made sense. I could actually envision the entire thing exactly the way Aaron Rodgers laid it out for us. And I don't think he was exaggerating at all. That sounds like the personality of Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, he needs to chill out a little bit. He's coming in here with too much of a chip on his shoulder and too much of the no. Like, I like the attitude of things have to change around here, and I have to have a stern personality and be the man. And those are the things we were asking for in a head coach, but someone with just experience. Like, you know, you have to have the alpha, you have to have that guy. But he's taking it too far. He's fighting with everybody. He's going into this thing assuming things about everybody, which I really don't like. You know, it's almost as if he was given this briefing by Woody Johnson or someone else in the organization, like, watch out for this guy. This guy's a jerk. This here is, as opposed to coming in and forming his own opinions on the situation.
Maybe.
And he's just coming in and just fighting everybody.
Yeah.
And maybe. I'm envisioning this now, like a year from now, him saying, you know, I came in here with a little bit too much of a chip on my shoulder, and I learned in the first year that, you know, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do, and I need to chill out. And then, by the way, he also, Aaron Rodgers, talked glowingly about Brian Daboll.
Yeah, he did.
How much he loved Brian
Daboll. A beautiful football mind.
A beautiful football mind, exactly.
Yeah.
Really loves the guy, and he was awesome, and he really loved those conversations and all of that stuff, so... I mean, it's telling to me, and these are the things that I was worried about when you're hiring all these first-time guys again with the Jets, is just, like, how are they going to figure all this out on the fly?
The other thing you pointed out, which also goes to Rodgers' credit on his way out the door, has been the reaction, was the reaction from the current players on the roster. Now, they brought in Justin Fields. That's fine. They're not going with a rookie who's done nothing. I mean, he was 4-2 last year. He was drafted very highly out of Ohio State, so it's not like they brought in a nobody. So I want to be clear about that. But, you know, when they let him go, you saw the tweets, and some were taken down. But I forget who it was, but there were a couple. Like, here we go, rebuilding again. Like, it seems to me that the players inside that, there's been a narrative by some that Aaron Rodgers is a team killer, and he's an arrogant, selfish SOB. But then when you hear and talk to the players, it doesn't sound like that at all. It seems like there are two different narratives and stories, and you don't know which one's real. But I will tell you, the more I see of him and the more I have read and seen from his former teammates, the document, all this different stuff, I sometimes think, you know, maybe it's the Jets. Maybe it's been the Jets. The injury sucked. There's nothing we can do about year one. I can't. No, if I go back, I was actually thinking of this driving in because I saw the headlines before I watched the McAfee thing this morning. I was trying to think back to 2 years ago when the Rodgers to the Jets thing was a thing, and then when Rodgers to the Jets thing became a thing and became official, and the way he was received at Madison Square Garden and anywhere he went, and the idea that the Jets had a guy, there was nobody. I mean, you find me the group of people that thought it was a bad idea. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
Not because he came here and completely sucked, but because, you know, the same way Vinny Testaverde's Achilles ruptured on the first quarter of the first game of the season. Crap happens, and it's a shame it didn't work out. But I'd love to know and be a fly in the room and know exactly how everybody feels about this guy.
Yeah, and I think that probably all of it is true. Like, I probably think that Garrett Wilson never got along on the same page as Aaron Rodgers, and him bringing in Devontae Adams pissed him off. I think that Mike Williams really didn't like the fact that he got publicly roasted about the red line, and he's not where he's supposed to be, and he probably could have handled that different. I also think that there's guys like Quinnen Williams and some of the guys on the defense that really appreciated him, and young guys that took his advice. And, you know, when Mekhi Becton was here the first year, you know, prior to going to Philadelphia, they had a relationship and some of those. I think all of it's true, because I just think that you can be different versions of yourself.
Yep.
You know, and it depends on what experience you have. No one has the same consensus on any particular person. So I think all of it's true. But I just, the fact that the Jets made him fly out and handled that meeting that way is, and he said that, you know, I just felt it lacked respect. I mean, which it did. I mean, if that's the truth, that's disrespectful and it's unprofessional. And hopefully it's not a sign of things to come. But now, and by the way, as we talk about the players and how they feel about them, the players who liked Aaron Rodgers are now going to watch that.
Oh, for sure.
And they're the ones that didn't want Aaron Rodgers to go are now going to have this on top of that, and are going to go into this season with even more of a bad taste in their mouth about the head coach.
Very possibly. Yeah, very possibly. There's no doubt. The one, maybe throwaway, but I thought it was funny when he was talking about the length of the meeting. And he goes, I was kind of embarrassed because I told my pilots,
yeah,
go spend the day, get some dinner. He goes, and I look at my watch, I was done in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Hey, guys, we got to go back.
Right. Well, no, he ended up staying. He went back to his house, but yeah.
I know he did, but ultimately, at first, he thought he was going to walk right back to the plane after he told him to go have a day.
Yeah. No, and he said he was really excited about it and thought it would be a good meeting. And he also said, you know, and I've been critical. I didn't want the Jets to bring Rodgers back because I think he's too old. He was going to get hurt again, and it just needed to end at that point. It needed to be a clean break. But the way they handled it, I think, was poor. But, you know, he is now, by the way, he talked a lot about the personal life stuff and what's going on and why he hasn't made a decision. Yep. And all of these things. But I just at this point, it feels to me that he's going to walk away from the game.
Maybe.
And if this Jet thing had gone a little bit better than it did, he might have had more of an itch to play. But the fact that it was a nightmare and he is now out there dealing with personal stuff, it almost feels like the world is telling him, let's not go do this.
Perhaps
again.
But then why go do the whole thing with DK Metcalf? You know, why?
Because he's probably, you know, he's investigating all of it. You know, I don't think that he's made up his mind. I think that he's investigating all of it.
See, I think, yes, but I still think we're sitting here 50-50.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that he's any closer to a decision today than he was yesterday. I mean, just watching that, I mean, there were times I'm watching that and I saw a guy who had determination still on his face that wanted to come back and not have it end this way. And then at other times when listening to him and hearing him about, he keeps saying the inner circle, he referenced his sister a bunch of times throughout the course of the interview. There's a guy that has other interests and has other things that he has to deal with. And maybe it isn't. Maybe it is time. So I walked away from the 45-minute interview thinking that he still himself is not quite sure what he's going to do.